Welcome back. You're listening to Graphic 94.9 and English Only with the Doctor. How was your vacation? I'm really curious. Did you get to go to the mountains? Did you get to go to the ocean? Were you able to enjoy the less frequent traffic jams on the Compiègne drive time home? Did you enjoy spending time with your kids? I know I did. We went to Franche-Comté. It was just fantastic. It's always very beautiful to be reminded how extraordinary Mother Nature can be as she scratched and etched these valleys as the glacier melts were receding in France at the time, lots of years ago. But in the meantime, I also have a little bit of a cold. So if I cough a few times, I apologize in advance. I think this time of year is absolutely fantastic just because of there's contrast of color, like the dark gray, purple clouds against not quite gray, but there's green in the leaves when you look at the forest. It's just fantastic. I find it really inspiring. And another thing that I find inspiring is researching and learning about Canadian women. So there's this one woman that I'd like to talk to. She's going to start, or there's a song dedicated to her, the first one by a Californian band. And she is this inspirational, motivational speaker, and she's really heavy into the punk music kind of like vibe in Ontario. So her name is Tali Osborne, and she's very inspirational for me anyway, because she was born with fewer limbs than what you would normally expect in a baby in 1980 in Montreal, without arms, and she only had one bone leg. So she's about 4 foot tall. And she said, you know, against all odds, she was able to find this like cosmic shift, and her life became this amazing, wonderful, fulfilling, educational, musical, and inspirational life. And so the first song is dedicated to her by this punk grunge band from the United States, and it's called She's Nubs. Now, this is done with love and affection and respect, because Talia Osborne actually toured with them at some point. And this is our first song.
It's kind of hard to wear high heels or slip on banana peels. How does she get in and out of tubs? I hope she don't get mad. I hope she thinks this song is good, not bad. 'Cause we think that she's totally rad, she's nuts. No fingers, no toes, she doesn't know no bows. No front teeth, no knobby knees, she's not. She don't need knuckles or hands to go see punk rock fans. She's always in the stands, she's nuts. She can't pick up her phone, she can't get dressed alone. She's got no funny bones, she's nuts. No shoes, 4 feet, but we sure do think she's neat. She's nuts, she's nuts, she's nuts.
So like I said, this should be received as an audience with the warmth and respect and friendship that it was intended. So this is a song by, like I said, a Californian band, which I don't generally do or showcase any music by individuals of different countries outside of Canada. But this is NOFX, and this was a song that they did in 2021. So in response to this song, she playfully responded and did a cover of one of their 1994 songs called Linoleum. So this is Talia Nubbs Osborne with her 2021 version of this cover.
It's kind of hard to wear high heels or slip on banana peels. How do I get in and out of tubs? You know, I didn't get mad. I totally thought this song was good, not bad. 'Cause they think that I'm totally rad, I'm not.
That's me inside your head, or my head, or their heads. I think that was just a phenomenal song, and she's so upbeat. If you take a look at her, you look for Talia Osborne. She is amazing and inspirational, and just like almost like a breath of fresh air, or like a cool drink on a hot summer's day when you listen to her speak. It's just fantastic. So the next song on the list is called Big Fat Mama by the Backyard Casanovas. They also are not a band from Canada, but I was in this kind of vibe going on, and I really like rockabilly, and I'm really into punk music. So this is kind of in the middle of the two. And I don't know how it kind of fell on my feed when I was listening to music and trying to prepare for today. So because I like it, we're going to hear it again. This is from the Backyard Casanovas. They are a German band, so at least it's European. And it is just fantastic. Listen and listen good.
She keeps me warm in the winter, cool in the
That was just great. I just loved it. That was, again, the Backyard Casanovas. And this is from a track, a live track that they did in 2020. So the next song on the list is going to be back in Canada. And we're going to move to a gentleman called Handsome Ned. And he is a... He's an alternative country, they call cow punk, and still kind of, for me, it's a little bit rockabilly. I like that kind of movement. I have no idea how to properly categorize music. I think it's all meshes into each other at some point. So not all of it, obviously classical music is classical music and jazz is jazz. But when it comes to rock and roll, you can feel that there's, you know, influences that go back to the 1920s. Anyway, this gentleman, excuse me, he died, unfortunately, in 1987 of a heroin overdose, but this is a song from him. It's called 100 Miles of Open Road.
Miles of open road ahead and behind me. Don't know whether I'm even coming home, I'm coming home. 100 miles of open sky above and beyond me. Came a Bluetooth from an X-ray on the wheel of a radio tuned to the country field. Picking out a song from 1963, I do believe that just for a moment I forget where I am. I could be anywhere across this land. 100 miles of open sky above and beyond me. Just another beautiful eyes open road. Boys, I got bass. Yo, it's a new town. I hate it. Don't know the wood so good. Got a song for the fuck anybody out there. Yes, pass me the map. It's sitting in the back of the engine, singing out its own soundtrack. What moment to realize open road. 100 miles of open road ahead behind me. Though I'm with the even though coming home, we're coming home. 100 miles of open sky filling the army. What moment to realize open road. I got peace. Yo, it's a new town. I hate it. Don't know the roots. We got a song. We're looking at a buddy up there. So pass me the map. It's sitting in the back of the engine. Sing it out of soul soundtrack. But what would the moon lie? So open the road. While I'm in my house, I'm open the road. And finally, I'll be. Life is not coming home. While I'm in my house, I'm open the sky. Ahead and behind me. One more for the moon lie? So open the road.
That was Handsome Ned and 100 Miles of Open Road from what this recording is something that I got off of the internet, off of YouTube, and it's from an anthology from 2000, and it says it named or entitled The Name is Ned, and it's obviously it happened quite a few years after he passed away. But what I think is really interesting about this particular individual is he was an cult icon in Toronto, and he was known for blending country punk rock, and that was happening in the mid to late 80s and early 90s, obviously a little bit before he passed. But that said, we're going to move into Ray Kondo on Graph Hit 94.9 FM in English Only with a Doctor with a song called Shaking the Blues. Now, I think this is from his 1993 album. I couldn't find it exactly where it was from because there was a couple of places where I found the same title of this song, but I couldn't find exactly when it was published the first time. It comes from his album. It's a Ray Kondo compilations album. And he also is a rockabilly, cowpunk, and roots kind of musician. And he comes from Vancouver, British Columbia. So he mixed swing and rockabilly and country with this charismatic kind of lead. And he's a leader of Canadian roots, as far as I'm concerned, until his death in 2004.
the top of my lungs. Bells started ringing, then I started singing songs that had never been sung. He says, "No way you're showing, my love is really going for you. All this time I'm not complaining, this time I'm really shaking the
Shaking the blues. I don't know if I've ever done that before, shaking my blues away. Didn't Taylor Swift talk about, sing a song called Shake It Off, Shake It Off? I think that's probably the same kind of vibe, or at least the intent that I can hear from Ray Kondo. So Ray, we're going to play another song by him, and it's Ray Kondo and his Hard Rock Goners. And this is from a song released in 2004, but he died in 2003. So it was recorded before his death, and this is it's just a single, but it's again, similar rockabilly roots and that kind of stuff. And what I think is also really interesting about the hard rock Goners, were Ray Kondo's backing. They were Ray Kondo's backing band and known for lively blends of roots and rockabilly and honky tonk. So let's listen to some honky tonk.
Sweet love, and oh, we're gonna have us some fun. Ah! Another boy, sweet love on my mind. Well, I can love you in and leave it, and I try to move it through. Well, I can love you in and leave it, I don't know what to do. I ain't a little old arms around me. The holy squeeze me tight. Better give me just a little bit of your sweet love, and oh, we're gonna have us some fun. In the home and I cry. Hey, you really go really now. I know I'm gonna lose my mind. Hey, you know I need you, baby, but you just change me back. Better give us just a little bit of your sweet love, and oh, you're gonna make me mad. I love the boy's sweet love all by my mind. Well, I'm gonna run this cold in the bottom of my chest. Just break my man to the bottom of the river, cause I don't need to hear no more.
That was Ray Kondo and his Hard Rock Goners, and the song called Sweet Love on My Mind. Like I said, it was a single from 2004 that was released just after he passed away in 2003 of a heart attack, which is unfortunate. Heart disease does run in my family, so I have to pay attention, as do all of my family members. Geez Louise, I listen to that kind of music and it just makes me smile. Like smile like I'm the Cheshire Cat from Alice in Wonderland, or smile like when I do salsa dancing. I don't know why, but often when I salsa dance, but this is in former years of my life, I've salsa danced before and I would laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh because I was just enjoying it so much. Some of my dance partners thought I was laughing at them. That's not true. I just was so gay and ravi and content and heureuse that I just couldn't help but laugh. And another band, a Canadian band, and he's actually from Alberta. I've interviewed him in the show, is Punch Drunk Cabaret. And we're going to listen to their Don't Die Until You're Dead song. It's a relatively recent one. It's from 2018 and their album Disturbance. Now, they are an alternative cabaret rock, theatrical rock band. And the way that I say that is also how you visually see them in a video or if you see them live band. They're just phenomenal. They combine glam, rockabilly, swing in the 80s, and in this arena of rock in a theatrical, like high energy kind of live shows. So if he ever comes to France, if I can convince you people to invite him, I will be the first and right in front dancing away until I drop. So this is, again, Don't Die Until You're Dead from Punch Drunk Cabaret on 94.9 FM and English Only with the Doctor.
Like a fire baked into a pie.
So that was Punch Drunk Cabaret and their song Don't Tie Until You're Dead from their 2018 track and their album, This Is Disturbance. So Randy Baylor is the lead singer of Punch Drunk Cabaret. He is also the creative director. He also does most of the editing for any videos that they do. He writes the script. He is a serious jack of all trades. And on top of that, his musical career is not overshadowed, it's undershadowed by his other life passion, which is teaching, because he's a teacher and he teaches at a local Wetaskiwin school in Alberta, and he's pretty amazing. This next song is also from Punch Drunk Cabaret, and it's called World of Music. It's from this year, it's a single, and like I said, this band is just fantastic as far as I'm concerned, and they are known in Alberta, for the Alberta music circuit, for its theatrical performance. And so again, let's put out in the universe that Punch Drunk Cabaret is going to come to France, because I really would love to see them live. I don't spend time in Canada at the right times where he's touring, so unfortunately I haven't been able to meet up with him on that level, but I can certainly meet up with him with you on the radio waves on Graphite 94.9 FM and English Only with the Doctor.
Feeling the weight of the sun bearing down on each and every one. Concrete jungle aftershock of overpopulated apartment blocks. Of solitude, world of music on. Let me hear you say it. World of music on. Let me hear you say it now. Whoa. Carry on at breakneck speed through the daily grind of everyday defeat. Caffeinated bullet trains slam catastrophically into hurricanes. Too much to live up to. It's all we can do. For a stage of solitude. World of music on. Camera crews chasing storms of every magnitude. Too much to live up to. It's all we can do for a stage of solitude. We'll be right back.
fun fact about Randy Baylor and Punch Drunk Cabaret is that they were featured in a 13-minute short in 2001 of this short movie about a race, a drag race on Halloween called Boneyard Racers. Check it out. It's well reputed and it's pretty cool. And speaking of Halloween, it just passed. It was recent. It was last week, and it was pretty exciting for my 14-year-old because that was when we celebrated his birthday, even though the date of his birthday. And they did this amazing, like, activity, and it was really cool. And they were at the Grand Palais, and they had lots of fun, and they had way more sugar than they probably needed. And then they went and got dressed, and the whole lot of them, the 10 of them that were there, went trick-or-treating. And they had loads of fun. Now, when I was growing up, trick-or-treating was a huge deal. It's not as big of a deal here. It's really big in Canada, and it's way bigger in the United States. But I think they do everything times 100 in that country, and I could be wrong, but for those of you who are from the United States listening, you can correct me on that, and I will happily say thank you for the correction, and I apologize if it's not 100 times bigger. But that said, I remember when I was a young girl. Now, it was normally really cold on Halloween. We always had to wear like winter clothes. And one year my mom dressed me up as garbage because it was so cold. I had to wear my snowsuit underneath and my snow boots and my snow hat and my snow mittens. And she thought I was garbage. And I was in this like sack, this black garbage sack, and she filled it with like paper, and I cried and cried and cried. But I apparently was so cute that I ended up with a pillowcase filled with chocolate. Now, candy in Canada and candy here is very different for trick-or-treating. Candy in Canada is potato chips, chocolate bars, lollipops, and very little hard candy. It's never gummy bears. That's just, they don't give that away at all. But so it's really different, and it's sweet to notice that there's like cultural difference in what we consider to be what are treats. Speaking of Halloween, though, that is the title of our next song. It's a cover from it's a Misfits cover by The Creep Show, a Canadian funk fuse pop punk rockabilly band with horror imagery. And Jen Hellcat Blackwood is a founding member, and she no longer plays with them, but she is singing in this song. And it is Halloween, and I believe it's from their West Coast tour, but I'm not exactly sure. It was hard to find all of the information on this one.
Bonfires burning bright, pumpkin faces in the night. I remember Halloween, dead cats hanging from poles. Little dead are out in droves. I remember Halloween. Brown leaf vertigo, where skeletal life is known. I remember Halloween, this day anything goes. Burning bodies hanging from poles. I remember Halloween.
I remember Halloween now. One of the most memorable experiences I had as a Halloweener in Canada was as an adult. Now, when I was about 13 years old, between 12 and 13 years old, I had my growth spurt, and I became a 5'8" woman from being a little girl. And then I became, so 5'8" is 174 centimeters, I think. And so I was very tall compared to my very short friends around me. And I was told very clearly by the adults that were giving us candy that I was too old to trick or treat. But my greatest trick or treating experience was with my sister, and I was probably in my 20s, and I dressed as a little doll, and she dressed as the devil, and she wore a pink unitard and had little pink, you know, devil horns and a little pink devil, like, I don't know what whatever stick he has, it's like some kind of like farming tool. And we didn't go trick or treating. We went trick or drinking. So we went to drove around. I think we drove around. I must've been driving because one of us was driving, and that's what we did, is we went trick or drinking. It was the most hilarious thing we'd ever done together as a sister duo. And we will talk a little bit more about the lead singer of that last song, Jen Hellcat Blackwood, because she comes from a family of musicians, and we're going to showcase a little bit more of this, the family talent, in a few songs. That said, what I really like to kind of pay homage to is the femininity in what could be traditionally considered, I don't know, masculine music, because hardcore music generally is, you know, metal slash and, you know, a lot of men in costumes or just a screaming and yelling. But in this case, Jen has this firecracker voice, and she's got this firecracker attitude. And we're going to move into some of the origins of some of this kind of like these influences with the B-side and the B-girls. So this is a four-piece band, and they were a punk power pop band from the 1970s. They formed in 1977, and they opened for major acts such as The Clash and played CBGB. So they're originally from Toronto, Ontario. They didn't last for very long, but this is the B-side from their single and Fun at the Beach B-side from 1979.
We came back.
That was the B-Girls and their song B-Side. Excuse me. So what I liked about that is that it's, first of all, they were a female-only band and they were from Toronto, Ontario, and that they were a Canadian band and they were only women. So when you look, if you look at them online, there's very few videos, there's very few things that you can find of them online because they're really an archaic band from, I don't know, 50 years ago. But when you see them on film or whatever has been filmed, you see them in the same kind of like striped vintage top. It was really cool. So these like different colored stripes, vertical lines through what looked like a sweater and jeans. Very simple, very punky, all having mullets. It was really, it's just a very typical 1970s what. So that said, we're going to move into Billy Talent now. I don't remember why my rationale for moving from the B-Girls to Billy Talent, but this is what we're doing. We're moving into Billy Talent, and this is Hanging Out? The song Hanging Out with All the Wrong People from his 2022 album, The Crisis of Faith. So Billy Talent is a post-hardcore punk rock alternative rock. This is where the relationship is the punk rock. And he's also from Toronto, Ontario, and he began as Pez in the late 90s and became one of Canada's biggest punk alternative exports after renaming in 2001. This is Graph Hit 94.9 FM and English Only with a Doctor, and this next song is Billy Talent's Hanging Out with All the Wrong People.
Many moons ago that I just did what I was told. When I was hanging out with all the wrong people, I stole a car, I robbed a bank, I siphoned gas out of a tank, I made decisions some would call illegal. It all came catching up to me right at the age of 23. I'm at the consequence of reckless ego. They caused my hands, led me to jail, then gave me 20 months, no bail, said I. A guy I used to know that said he fell in love for all the wrong reasons. She got the house, she took the cat, she got the shirt right off his back, and now she's living in the Caribbean. There was a girl from down the road who had a heart as pure as gold. Friends took her to a church in San Francisco. They promised
hanging out
I think we've heard this song before on this show, and I asked the same question as I'm asking right now. Do you hang around with all the wrong people? I have a couple of friends that are a little seedy. And you know, and I also have a couple of friends that are just odd. And I really like odd people, I think. I like antisocial. I like people that have autism or neurodivergent, or I don't know, we just connect and I like them. So I don't know if they're the wrong people. They certainly aren't making me rich. So that's way we got, which, what I should do is that I should hang around with only rich people. So rich people in Compiègne, if you like this show, come hang around with me. Maybe to some of your, you know, affluent energy vibes will leak into my system at some point. The next song on the list is by Billy Talent again, and it's their breakthrough song. It made them, this song here broke them through and helped them build their international music status. This comes from their 2003 album, Billy Talent. It's a self-titled album, and it's their debut album. I guess they were Billy Talent was known as other, they were known as other individuals and other bands. And they just, they changed and they just became this from this specific song called Try Honesty, which is something that I think everyone should go and live by. Honesty is the best way to live without conflict, in my honest, haha opinion.
Yeah.
So that was Billy Talent's debut, make it or break it kind of music. And it was really, at the time, I remember it coming out in Canada, and it was emotional. I must have worked out to this song 1,000 times, because it was that upbeat and got me going. You know who else gets me going is the talent of this Blackwood family. Like I said, there was a couple of songs ago with Jen Hellcat Blackwood. Now, we're going to begin next week's session talking specifically about that family and their amazing talent. But as we end Graph Hit 94.9 FM in English Only with a Doctor, and as I leave the house of this particular set, we're going to end with one of her singles, from Sarah Blackwood. It's a single from 2008. So this is Jen's sister, Sarah, and it's from her album Way Back Home. Now, this Sarah is known for her pop alternative folk pop influences, and she is from Burlington, Ontario. And she sang with the same group, The Creepshow, before becoming known for her work with Walk Off the Earth. So we're going to listen to her as our final song today. And we're going to listen to her again as our first song next week as I leave. I wish you a fantastic weekend, a very safe drive home, and be good. Get outside, get some sun if you can.
Well, this life ain't so simple, babe. Try to make this simple, babe, 'cause you like to pronounce. Once you have some conception of what consists of a lonely parade, what's that you say? Oh, it's the devil. Friends and